Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Get used to it. It's a Friday in almost the summer. So it's a classic Joey D just disappears for the day. And it's my benefit. I get to hang out with you guys. We're from Borgata, beautiful Borgata. We're on YouTube. Check us out. Good morning, John. Richie Rich, how you doing, pal?
Hello there, Jimmy. Once upon a time in America,
we had a coin. I thought you were going to say once upon a time in 94. Sorry.
No, I wasn't. Once upon a time in America, like 1851-ish, we had a coin called a trime.
Oh, really?
We had a coin in America that was called a trime. It was
a triangle dime?
No, a 3 cent piece. Apparently, they changed the price of stamps to 3 cents.
Oh, wow. So they had to adjust.
So it was really a problem. Everyone's got 3 pennies everywhere all the time. So they made these trimes, and they were worth 3 pennies. And it was they were all the rage for a little bit, but they were smaller than pennies, and they were silver. And they tarnished, and they got really ugly, and people called them fish scales, and they were small, so small that people lost them, and they were annoyed with them more than anything. So they, and then stamps didn't cost 3 cents anymore. So everyone's like, what do I do with the 3 cent coin? So trimes didn't last long.
Honestly, that is a fantastic fact. Really great. I can't believe that
I've never heard of a trime.
In my history as a 43-year-old man, that I've never heard of a trime before, if it was a piece of U.S. currency. Strong
sure
work,
was.
John. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Less strong work. The Phils last night. You see what I did there? Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good transition. He's a pro.
John, we'll start with you. Obviously, a disappointing game last night. They failed to sweep out the Nationals. And the Johan Rojas play at the end, it didn't ultimately factor in the decision of the game, but a symbol of stupidity and bad baseball that this team has played. And really, look, last night, if you really want to boil it down, I mean, they lost because of defense more than anything. I mean, that one bad inning, Harper, Turner, Marchand, whatever the miscommunication was there, just ultimately cost them. And, this team seems like they're getting on a roll, and then they have a night like that. Where are you at, John?
Well, that was incredibly sloppy. It was incredibly frustrating. I am incredibly angry right now, based on what I saw. Last night had me screaming at the television saying, bench Rojas. Rojas needs benched. Rojas, someone needs to make an example of Rojas. And, oh, but wait, Rojas is batting 300 now. And Brandon Marsh is nowhere to be found.
Hey, he had a big day down in Lehigh Valley yesterday.
Yeah, I got you. But he's not up here where we can access him yet. And it's almost like we don't have the extra bandwidth to be able to even bench Rojas. We can't afford that. Something needs to change. But I don't think it's Rojas needs to sit down, because he's actually playing well offensively for us, despite the fact that he seems to miss more balls than I can ever imagine an athletic center fielder getting close to. I'm not ready to give up on this team, though. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. I know something needs to be different. I know that they are struggling with their whole mindset. You know, they were told at the beginning of this season, no more daycare stuff, and they're trying to readjust the way they, you know, think about the game, I guess, as a team. Their personality as a team changed this year. They were all business this year. And as a result, they're not as comfortable in their own skin as a team as they've been. Look, I am so sick of watching terrible baseball. I am so sick of watching dumb baseball. That was some of the dumbest baseball we've seen in a long time. And I'm not the expert. Like, I'm not like a purist on baseball. Holy cow, though. I'm screaming at the TV saying that is so incredibly stupid. That costs us the game. Like, we can't play baseball like this. And that seems like that's the regular. I'm screaming at the TV regularly now, and that can't continue. So how does this team pull themselves out of this? It something has to happen. Something has to change. I think it's mindset. I don't know how they get this thing to the right place, but I know if this team somehow gets it together enough to qualify for the playoffs, if they get hot, they could win this whole thing. I'm getting farther and farther from being able to count on even making the playoffs. You know, I know that we're good enough to win the whole thing. Maybe if we can somehow get it together to be consistent enough to put together a regular season that qualifies us. That's not comforting, though. That's troubling. I am frustrated and troubled about where this team sits right now, and it could be a tank of a year, man. Like, what happens if this thing goes south? And look, when I look at Alec Bohm's face, I think if that demonstrates anyone else's investment right now on this team, we are in trouble. Like, he is not in a good place. When I watch Bryce Harper mope, Bryce Harper, the leader of this team.
I don't think he's the leader of this team.
Oh, you're right. Well, Kyle Schwarber.
You know what? I don't want to hear that.
More the
I don't want to hear that.
At this point.
Bryce Harper has to be the leader of this team. Like, I don't care about that anymore. Like, you are the most famous player on the team. You are the best player on the team. You're the guy who's going to be in Cooperstown someday. Like, enough of Rhea, I get your point. I'm not ripping you with this. Like, I agree with what you're saying.
I felt like it was an attack.
Totally not, man. I'm sorry. Bryce does, like, you're right, because he does not stand up that way. But, like, enough of that. Like, stand the hell up.
Well, right now, Bryce isn't.
With you, Rhea. You're not wrong. I'm just
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm furious about it.
No, like, I know what you're saying. I agree with you.
I don't think this team can get to where they want to be unless that guy steps up.
His body language is terrible.
It's atrocious. Like, how long is this guy? He's a 14-year pro.
Yeah.
That part's crazy. The part that it can be so impetuous at times, it just looks different than what I would expect from a guy who's been around as long as he's been
and
around. That's insane to me.
And that permeates
the immaturity does trickle down.
When you are
immature at the top and you've got guys who trend that direction, like Alec Bohm, it gives them license to get more immature. Yeah, it's an immature mindset team right now. Mindsetted team? No, an immature mindset for this team right now where they seem to almost be in their own way. Woe are we, and we can't get out of our way. That is what the Phillies are doing right now, but they did win that series. I mean, that was the Nationals, though. And I was told the Nationals were scrappy. It might be tough. I watched the Nationals play, and they are
they're
indeed
like
bad. They are a different tier than what we are.
Win team. Yeah.
That's the thing. We have so much talent. We are not out of it. We are at risk of missing the bus to the playoffs, though. I know it's early, incredibly early, but the mindset matters. And if we don't get our mindset straight soon, we're going to be in trouble.
So, you know me, I'm how many years have we been doing this show? I'm Mr. like, don't overreact to the early season in baseball. I usually wait until June 1st until I really, you know, really get aggressive about how I feel about things. Like, I've seen a month, like, this team's not good enough. I'm sorry. Like, can they get it together? Yeah, of course. Like, we know baseball is weird like that. And if you make it into the playoffs and your bats are hot, like, you can win it all. But I just don't see this team, as currently constructed, being good enough to do that. Like, the bullpen, not good enough. The way they play...
Well, that's for sure.
And also...
But I feel like that is the easiest
to address. It's the easiest thing to fix.
Look, I'm incredibly worried about Dave Dombrowski. Like, I'm wondering...
this is all time. You're on the clock time for Dave Dombrowski.
I have gone from absolute belief, you know, like Howie Roseman-esque...
Not in the same ballpark.
Well, when we're playing in the World Series.
Yeah, there was a moment.
Wow, we're going to be doing this with regularity.
No,
this guy is always, he's always got a plan, and he can bring us back to this point every year. And now it's not happening every year. Now I'm wondering what the heck this combination of players might just be wrong. This group of guys might not be good enough that for strange reasons, like they just don't jibe right. They don't mesh properly. That there is a problem, and I don't even know. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to streamline this thing to figure out where to weed out the things that are worst.
215-592-9494 to get on the Phillies. I'm with you. So it's not, the bullpen is not good enough, but I look at this team, and this team isn't good enough defensively. They are a mess right now. There is no focus out there. I mean, Trey Turner, it's like every night the guy makes a boneheaded decision defensively. How about Trey Turner stealing bases?
Understand.
What happened to that? Does the guy ever run? He was on base three times last night with three opportunities to run. He's just like stationary on first base. And oh, by the way, slap hitter Trey Turner. Like, I know he got three hits last night. Could he have had three less impactful hits? Little bloops over the second baseman. Like, they didn't sign this guy for $300 million to be a 280 singles hitter with a under, like, his slugging percentage is lower than his on-base percentage. May 2nd, the guy's slugging percentage is lower than his on-base percentage. That is unacceptable. Bryce Harper has been a lifeless player for the last few weeks. Like, he's supposed to be not just the best player on the team, but to Rhea's point, like, this team is not going anywhere unless that guy steps up and leads them somewhere.
Got to be your superstar.
That's what he's here for. Exactly right. That's what he's here for.
And I'm not overly thrilled with Rob Thompson either.
Well, so that's where I was going to go next, because I'm right there with you. I'm starting to get to the point, Rhea, I don't know if you agree, and John was just kind of hitting on a change. Like, I'm not at fire Rob Thompson yet, but like, for the first time this season, I've started to think maybe they need a new voice in there.
How do you not pinch hit for Marshawn
Unbelievable. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
I mean,
that
the guy's hitting like 100.
The dumb baseball. The dumb baseball has to be addressed.
Has to fall on someone, right?
It has to be blamed on someone. Yeah, and if you're the essentially the head coach in my lexicon, if you're the head coach, you're the guy who's responsible for making sure, you know, the center quarterback exchange is intact. You're the guy responsible for making sure the play gets off. Rob Thompson is not making sure these guys get the plays off. Like, Rob Thompson is not making sure these guys have a clear mind or a clear plan of what to do defensively, like, before the ball is hit. It feels like things are eroding and things are deteriorating. Our level of focus has deteriorated as other things distract. And what pulls it back? If it's not Bryce Harper, you know, maybe it's Kyle Schwarber, who does seem to continue to just be able to grow his game somehow.
He's like the one player.
Despite, yeah. I mean,
seems
he continues
to work
to
on his game and improve, would have thought.
He's actually
evolved.
Leading our team on base percentage now. Like, he does, yeah, he actually, I really appreciate Kyle Schwarber. And I wish that Bryce Harper could be more like that.
215-592-9494. Where are you at on the Phils? A lot on the table here. Is this team good enough? I know we're only a month into the season. I know anything can happen. It's a long season. We get those caveats. But are they good enough as currently constructed? Because I don't think they are. I do not think the team that we see before us on a nightly basis right now is good enough to actually go on a run and win the World Series. And the Rob Thomson thing. This is the first time I wake up in a morning this season and I say, should he be the manager? I'm starting to question it.